for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Last week, President Trump wrote answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the Russia election meddling probe. Some of the first details are now emerging. In written answers, Mr. Trump said that to the best of his recollection, he didn't know about WikiLeaks' plan to release hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign, and that he didn't know about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting attended by campaign chairman Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. Also, President Trump told the New York Post a pardon for Manafort is still on the table, even though prosecutors accused him of repeatedly lying in the investigation, which violates his plea agreement. Manafort says he did tell them the truth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The DOJ is going after hackers. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Department of Justice is going after some international computer hackers and scammers. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced that two Iranian men have been indicted by a federal grand jury.
The defendants allegedly hijacked victims' computers and shut them down until the victims paid a ransom. The conspirators collected more than $6 million in extortion payments and caused more than $30 million in losses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
The national Christmas tree lighting kicked off the holiday season with President Trump and First Lady Melania switching on the lights at the White House. The national Christmas tree is a living Colorado blue spruce that's surrounded by 56 smaller trees. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Ivanka Trump is defending her use of a private email for official government business. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump says in an interview there is really, in her words, no equivalency between what she's done and Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Ivanka Trump says when it comes to her emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived.
In the interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Ivanka Trump also said she believes the Russia probe should continue.
But I want it to be done in a way in which nobody could question that it was hurried or rushed. So I think it absolutely should reach its conclusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The family of a man murdered by mistake at a mall in Hoover, Alabama, wants answers. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.